Iran's supreme leader says Gulf countries will not shield United States bases as attacks push talks. Mujtaba Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, speaks through a written statement that signals a shift in regional power. He says the Gulf states will no longer act as shields for U.S. bases as American strikes hit Iranian targets in the south, amid a fragile ceasefire and ongoing peace talks. He calls this a victory and a new regional order, a move announced a day after officials downplayed his injuries in February. The article explains what this stance means for Gulf security, possible retaliation, and how Tehran seeks to reshape the balance in the region. Iran's supreme leader says Gulf nations will not shield U.S. bases anymore. He vows retaliation for attacks on Iranian targets. He claims a victory and a new regional order. The message comes during a fragile ceasefire and ongoing peace talks. Authorities had minimized his injuries in February context, according to officials. The timing aligns with recent U.S. strikes against Iranian targets in the south. The current ceasefire remains fragile and negotiations for a peace agreement continue in parallel. The written statement frames these developments as part of a broader shift in regional dynamics. Key details: the document portrays a shift in security posture, saying Gulf partners should not shield U.S. bases any longer. It also signals potential retaliation for future attacks, outlining a tougher stance in the region. The language suggests a formal redefinition of regional boundaries and alliances, as reported by officials. Background: Mujtaba Khamenei, a prominent figure tied to Iran's supreme leadership, issued the message in a formal written format. Earlier this year, authorities publicly downplayed the injuries he sustained in February, setting the stage for this new public posture. The developments come as Tehran seeks to influence security arrangements around the Gulf. Conclusion: by asserting that Gulf partners will no longer shield U.S. bases while signaling retaliation against future attacks, Tehran signals a shift toward a tougher, more independent regional order. The stance arrives at a moment of fragility. A fragile ceasefire and ongoing peace talks provide a precarious backdrop for the new posture. For Gulf states, the shift tightens strategic choices and potentially redraws security guarantees. For the United States, it foreshadows greater direct pressure or altered basing calculus. The broader implication is a redefining of alliances and balance in the Gulf, with outcomes dependent on how Tehran pursues its aims within the constraints of diplomacy and the risk of escalation. Frequently asked questions: what did the supreme leader say about Gulf countries shielding U.S. bases? Gulf countries will not shield U.S. bases anymore. When was the statement released and what was happening at the time? It was written in a statement. Attacks on Iranian targets in the south were underway, with a fragile ceasefire and peace talks ongoing. What did he promise in response to the attacks? He promised retaliation for the attacks. What does this mean for Gulf states and their role? It signals they won't shield U.S. bases. It hints at a new regional order and pressure on Gulf governments. How does this affect the ongoing talks and ceasefire? The attacks are said to push talks forward, but the ceasefire remains fragile and negotiations continue.